And hello.
And welcome to
The Bus
Fact.
Or
welcome to the chat room. 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 I think it's fine. I think it's just like a reconnect thing. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. It says hi.
So as you might have noticed, we are exactly the same as last week.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing's changed. There are no changes.
There is a standard single-decker bus in front of us.
No, we had double-deckers last week.
We did have double-deckers last
week. So, yeah, it's exactly the same as last week.
That's being facetious.
Wait, does that back one doesn't have the blue lights, but that one does?
Yeah, so I think they can choose to turn them on, and some people have
them
on.
They can choose. Why do they just not choose not to have them on?
I don't know.
This room echoes a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, the exact same office echoes a lot.
Yes, this room, the office, echoes a lot. The audio quality is pretty standard.
Oh, I can go all the way over here.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. We can go around the room. Pretty standard for microphones. They can go around the room.
Do I have more stretch than that?
You have slightly more.
Oh, you're just tangled. Just
sorting out the... stand. Oh, that was actually... No, stop. Stop. What are you doing? God, learn to use a computer.
I know how to use computers.
And yet, here we are. All right. The industry.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome. Welcome.
Welcome.
It's look, been
he's a taxi.
Week.
He's hooning. He, oh, no,
oh look
taxi.
At him.
Zoom. Zoom.
He's disappeared.
They go, oh, there he is. Whoa. So you might notice we have two cameras now. On the right
two
side.
Cameras.
They come from the right side and pop over to the left side. Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. Better stop. Bus is still backed up.
We've actually got a lot of new things this week.
Two cameras.
New place. They're actually just two cameras that we've used previously on the bus back. So on the right is the shitty camera we used to use.
Yeah, you might be able to see the lack of quality.
I like how it looks like the weather is just bleak as fuck, like...
Yeah, like it's... what are we going to do if it starts raining?
We're just going to pull it in real quick or buy new cameras.
Wow, we've got to do that at some point anyway. Yeah, fair enough. That's what we'll do.
Or put a plastic container over them.
Which isn't the worst idea. So, new cameras, new location. We are on Willis Street now. So, we are actually kind of back further from where we were. We're closer to the depot, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
And you may also notice there's no possibility of...
No ducks.
No geese. No geese. No birds at all. But a bus can still murder a pedestrian. So, you know, there's ups and downs with this new location.
Yeah, so the intersection on the left, it's literally just a pedestrian crossing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's not the most exciting. The intersection on the right does have a few things.
It's much more interesting, but also...
We can hardly see it.
Impossible to see, yeah.
We can see that green light. Oh, it's green at the moment.
Oh, yeah. It shines quite brightly through. And you can see, like, the red flashing pedestrian blooper.
Yeah.
That light show up pretty well.
So we should see it change to red at some point.
We could swap the cameras around.
These buses must be backed up. So the front of the bus stop is there, but they're stopped at a bus stop. So, yeah, it must have been a bar.
We kind of missed...
Right, yeah, so it's orange and red.
Yeah.
So he's going to stop.
Yeah, you can see the whole bar. We kind of missed everything in the middle. Like, you can see the very right and the very left, but nothing in the middle there. There's the bus that you just saw going over the right now.
So. And on the left, we've also got this thing called an advanced cycle stop bot.
What they're called?
I think it's the official term.
The green boxy man.
The green box with a bicycle stenciled in it.
Well, you can see it. It shows it pretty well on the camera.
So if you stop in that at a red light, you can get fined like $60 or something.
Oh, fuck off. When has anyone ever been fined for stopping in the advanced cycle box?
No one ever.
So the idea is it's for cyclists to kind of like stop ahead of the cars so they're not wedged between cars, I guess.
Yeah, well, the thing is, cyclists can also normally take off quicker from an intersection, from a red light.
Yeah.
And they'll take off, pull over, and people will overtake.
Yeah.
What else is different about this intersection? Oh, yeah, so the far
side
of the road...
Oh, that guy's totally going to go through a red...
Well, no, he's stopping. So the far side of the road, is one of those bus-only lanes. So only buses.
Did he just edge into the advanced cycle?
He did.
Lane? That's against the law, right?
That's a violation. I think it's against a bylaw, not
that's
like
a paddling.
The law.
that's a paddling.
Yeah, so the far side of the road is a bus-only lane. So only
wait,
buses.
Is it?
Yeah, the far side is.
Huh, I didn't know that about Willis Street.
Yeah.
Where is it a bus only from?
From just this section, I think. No, this section and the section up to Ballcote as well.
Yeah, with the section up... Wow, I actually didn't know that. Like, I guess now that I think about it, I've never really seen cars on it, but I honestly didn't realize that it was bus only.
Yeah, so no cars, no taxis, and no bicycles.
Also known as bus only lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed to a bus lane.
Which is allowed taxis?
Buses, bikes, and taxis allowed, but no cars or trucks or vans or horses or...
Whoa, no horses? I'm not sure I like this.
Actually, I wonder if horses are allowed.
There's probably like some, once again, bylaws in Wellington about horses in the city. They tend to like...
Yeah, I think horses aren't allowed in CBD. You're
they have allowed. Rules about that kind of thing.
We do have horses occasionally.
In Wellington or just like...
In Wellington, yeah.
Yeah.
One, like, died somewhere.
A horse died somewhere?
Yeah, in Wellington.
Huh. Weird. Do you mean
on
Wellington?
The road. Oh, look at this. Look at this. How oh, that is... What are we going to call him? He's a purple guy.
What are we going to call him, or what are we going to call the violation?
Oh, what was his number? I didn't catch it. We should start catching the numbers.
Not really. It's hard to see the numbers as well. Like, oh, blurry mess of LEDs. Yes, that one.
No, in real life, we can get it.
Hopefully, yeah.
Also, this new office is super loud if we open the windows.
Yeah, it is. Hey, is that a delivery driver down there? Is he delivering some kind of thing to people?
Like, just down there?
Yeah.
Or down there?
Down there.
Yeah, that looks like a big truck. Wonder if he's only allowed to be there for 10 minutes.
That's a pretty long time.
Because it's a loading zone. That's another thing with this intersection.
There's a loading zone, which you can't really see. We got it. We the old double D coming through.
So new boop, intersection. Boop,
double D, double D. Boop, boop.
We have no idea how we're going to count anything on this intersection.
Or red light runners.
How many do you think is going to happen?
How many red light runners?
Oh, did
get?
You see those blue lights?
They're quite blue. Someone should play Eiffel 65 whenever it goes past.
I'm blue. I'm in need of a guy.
I'm in need of a guy. I haven't heard that one. My favorite is I'm blue. If I was green, I would die.
Oh, there were so many.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
How many red light runners?
What's the actual song? Is it just Dabba-D?
Yeah, Dabba-D or Bidai. It's not words. I'm going to say two. I'm going to say two.
Two red light runners, even though we're focusing on two intersections.
Oh, we can't really see.
Oh, we can.
It's tough. We can't see how far up they are. Do you know what I mean? Like, we can't tell.
You can tell if they
if it's
go
egregious,
it.
We can.
Yeah.
I like how these cars, like, they tend to not be very smooth. Like, it goes orange and they don't slow down, and then it goes red.
Whoa, that font.
On the right, it looks like a mirror.
I can see the name. The middle of it is opaquing with the brick building in the background.
Yeah, so that is a bug in the way we've done our... Because we've basically done, like, green chroma. So green chroma keys.
Yeah.
Which, if your name is green... But wait, sorry. On the right of the screen, it looks like a mirror. That's the second camera.
Yeah, so we got two cameras. So this yellow bus, we will see...
Eventually pop out on the right.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's stopping behind the blue bus.
Yeah. But, so look, yeah. there's a yellow bus coming through right now.
Yeah, this yellow bus.
You also won't see because the lights have gone red. Oh,
another one.
What is he doing?
So we need a name for this. We need a name. That is a number 3, 2163.
That's just outrageous.
2163.
Dwarf
bike.
Station.
I'll just do that.
Bike. Just call it Hugh's Angry Box.
Hugh's Angry Box. So it's a advanced bicycle stop box.
ABS violation.
Yeah?
Advanced bicycle.
Okay, so this green bus here we can see on the right. We will see it on the left.
Three.
Now.
Two. One.
Like magic.
Like magic.
So, yeah, we've got two cameras. Yeah, one's focusing. So, this is the Willis Street.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, it is Willis Street in Wellington.
Yeah, just by the New World Metro, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, so where that double decker on the right is, that's roughly where Metro is.
Mm. Yeah, it's also horrible quality on the right. What is that guy up to that basically just stopped in the pedestrian crossing?
There's a bunch of buses pulling over, most
yeah,
likely.
But I just think that, oh, that guy's pulling out. He's just pulling out of the loading zone. Oh my gosh, what are you doing?
Yeah, so what's happening is the left, we have a bus stop, a really long bus stop. All the buses stop there, and it just holds up traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And on our right, where we can see that bus stopping on the far side of the road, that is also a bus stop. So you can see there's two bus buses there. There might actually be three, I don't know.
We got another ABS violation.
Oh, another ABS. So what's number's that? Oh, I can't see his number.
He's Route 25.
Route 25. Route 25.
Kandala.
Bike. Oh, fuck, I haven't written the times.
3434, it looks like.
5-13.
3434.
3434.
Yeah. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, so...
Let's add a little...
Add a counter? All right, you take over the talking. I'll do this live.
Take over the talking. Oh, I see, because you need both hands. I was going to say, like, you can't talk at the same time. There we go. Thank you, 56 Johnson, 56 Newlands Road. Someone who understands that you're not actually allowed to stop in the cyclist area. I do think eventually we are going to see, whatchamacallit. I think we're going to see a cyclist be hit, which will be nice. I mean, it'll be, it won't be nice. It'll be interesting, which is good.
What are we calling these?
It's an ABS violation.
ABS violation?
Yeah, I mean, this is the main road to the station, so a lot of buses go through here. Most of them? I guess, like, all of the ones from this part of the city. Willis Street's one of the main ways they go up, and I guess they come from the other direction as well, but yeah. Most of them come this way, I think. Hugh's just trying to figure out how text works. He's getting the outline. ABS violation. Da, da, da. We're going to have to explain that one a few times, aren't we? It's not quite as clear-cut as red light runners. Still. Okay, so...
We got another one just there. 2601, Route 3.
2601, Route 3. What's he? He's a Wellington Station. Which I think most of these buses just end up going to Wellington Station. If they're on this... part of the road. Do you reckon they're going to eventually stop? Or do you reckon they're going to be like, we literally do not care about these violations? I reckon they won't. They won't care eventually. They'll just let them do it. Okay. News. Hey, so isn't it crazy this week? Your bike in the second camera. I can barely make out anything in the second camera.
That is a different red, but like, fuck it.
Oh yeah, that's fine. That's fine. It's good. There's a cyclist. Woo!
Do we want to count for red light runners down there? If we ever notice it?
We can do it combined. Whoa! What is this? Little monobus. Monobus coast surfaces.
Wow, that's... It looks official, but it's...
It is official, just a right? Bus. Okay, do you want to... Oh, you have counted already. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I got three counts there.
Hasn't it been a crazy week for...
It would be so weird if, like, I just sent him an email about these bike ABS violations. They'll be like, wait, what happened with the red lights?
Let's still look in. They stopped doing it. Needed something else to complain about.
I'm going
to
save this now.
Oh, so I don't delete it again.
Yeah. Dick.
That's what you get. I don't think we've uploaded last week's episode yet either. So
oh, no, we haven't.
What was I going to say? It's been a horrible week for bus-related injuries and other things, hasn't it?
Ooh, Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it has. That's all I have to say about that.
Let's go over some of them. The ones I can remember off the top of my head was the bus that went the wrong way up a one-way street.
Yep.
And had to, the bus driver was just like, what?
Oh, this truck's pulling out. Oh, we can't see it? Can we see it?
No, because...
It should be like there.
Okay. Yeah, he's just... The angle leg does miss a lot. Yeah, the old bus who went the wrong way up a one-way street and just was like, fuck it, got out and left it there overnight. Yeah. Right? That was pretty good. No one got hurt from that one, but...
just turned the wrong way. Yeah, so I read the article and apparently he had to like radio and be like, hey, boss, I just went down a one-way street.
Yeah.
Can you come check it?
Yeah.
Boss comes. Yeah, she'll be all right. Just park her up.
I guess there's not much else you can do, right? Yeah. Like trying to reverse at night in Wellington streets. Like, ugh.
I think that was up in Highbury, eh?
Yeah, it sucked. So what else was there? There's the one that ran out of fuel.
Yep, just ran out of fuel. Well, yeah, this is where I'm stopping.
Started to stop and he's out of fuel.
This is where I'm stopping.
I do wonder how that one happens. Like,
ooh, not. So we can see here a cyclist.
Oh yeah, using the ABS.
He might just run the red light. No, he's using it. He's using it.
Look at that. He's kind of awkwardly positioned, but
yeah, because the bus.
Like he's beating the bus.
Look at that.
That bus is not happy. That bus is like, screw that cyclist.
I think the noise came from this yellow bus. Just ran out of fuel.
It's kind of hilarious.
So that's that. Those.
The one running out of fuel. But it gets worse, right?
So before we start on this, I actually saw a bus kind of stopped in a weird place just the other day.
Okay, yeah.
Just down corner of Willis and Ballcop.
Okay, but well, we can see it right there, right? That intersection.
Nah, that's Willis and Mercer.
How is that not Willis? Is there not Ballcott Street at that point?
Nah, that's Mercer. So that's a T intersection?
Yeah.
Ballcott's the next one over with the four-way.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I always forget. Yeah. It's very close, but yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So, look at that.
ABS violation. Oh, but that's egregious. That
two,
is,
two, two,
that
two.
Is outrageous. What is he doing?
2222 bike at 518.
That is, we are going to have to report this to the police. Imagine if they got $60 every time I busted that. Rich. You didn't increase the counter.
Oh, yeah.
We're up to four, yeah.
ABS count. Four.
That T intersection down there is weird, actually.
Yep.
We just got congratulated on the Bus Factor's new office. Yeah, we thought we'd splash out.
Yeah, we did a lot of setting up for this new Bus Factor office.
Yeah. Brand new everything, pretty much, apart from brand new cameras and brand new audio. But apart from that.
Yeah, so anyway, at the next intersection that we can't actually see,
mm-hmm.
I saw a bus just stopped in the middle of the road. So it was going up, going south along Willis Street. There's no bus route that goes south.
Which way is south? Willis Street runs on a weird angle.
All right, fine.
Towards the station or away from the station?
Away from the station.
Okay, running, yep.
But on Willis Street. Okay. So it didn't turn down Manor Street, which is where all the buses go.
Do all of them? Like, isn't there like a Brooklyn one that doesn't?
Nah, so Brooklyn comes down that way, but then it turns down Manor Street and goes up Victoria.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because Willis is one way most of the way.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I saw a bus like kind of stop there really awkwardly. Cars couldn't get past it.
Ugh, awkward.
Walked to work.
Yep.
Got told about a news story.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I remember. Old mate Pedestrian got whacked.
Yeah. Well, not whacked. Like, we're not in the mob here. We're just reporting on bus news.
Hey, tell Big Tony to give him the whack.
But,
make it look like an accident, like the double decker didn't mean to hit him. Bam, a bada bing, a bada boom.
There was some beeping there. But yeah, so we had a bus versus pedestrian.
Yeah, and...
on the corner of Willis and Manners. I suppose you would call it Manners. They were turning down Manners.
Yeah.
Hit a pedestrian. Don't know who's at fault. The news story didn't really say.
Oh, it's almost always the pedestrian.
Yeah.
Like, especially at that intersection.
They would have just been like, oh, yeah, it's good to go. Yeah. I'll walk.
And a bus would have just... Because often people think they can walk because they don't see anything coming. Because cars can't turn down there, but buses can. It's kind of like the other intersection at the last place, right?
Yeah.
Minor injuries, though.
Injuries.
A sore shoulder or something.
Yeah. But I reckon, because the bus driver was shaken up, so they probably had then park it somewhere, and they were like, oh, there's a spot there. But they were not close to the curb at all. And no cars could get past, and it was just traffic backed up for miles.
Yeah, it's like a tough situation. Like, I don't begrudge the bus drivers who have to deal with that. Like, you know, it's one of my big fears when I was driving is, like, hitting, especially like a kid, right? It sucks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, nah, not an ABS. Look at this guy. What a good guy.
An ABS violation.
Number 903.
A violation of the advanced bicyclist.
I think it's actually ACS.
Advanced cyclist stop.
Is yeah, that advanced cycle box.
Advanced cycle. So that how do we mess up the acronym so bad?
We said ABS. You said ABS.
I clearly didn't get it right. It's actually
it's an ABS
ACB violation.
But you'll see on the ground, on the right camera, we've got two cameras. On the right camera, there is a green box with a picture of a bicycle. If a bus stops over...
You mean the left camera?
Oh, yeah, I mean the left. If a
that
bus...
That was very confusing. Like or, that, but... He,
nah, it was okay. A green. It was a green. Okay. If a bus... Or any vehicle stops on it. It is breaking the law.
Is there a... Oh, okay. No, I see what happened here. I'm looking at the delayed version.
Should we report this car to the bus company?
He's not too bad and probably not. I don't think
just give them a random number plate. They're like,
I think it's one of ours. Yeah. The reason is that that's for...
I wonder if they'll look it up.
That's for cyclists to stop at the lights and be in front of the cars and it's less dangerous.
Because cyclists can maneuver themselves to the front and they tend to take off quicker from intersections. So
it's grippy as well, right?
Yeah. Oh, and the diamonds are how you trigger the light sensor. So if there's no cars, the lights will never change for you unless you're on those diamonds.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. I mean, I did know there was a way that you can trigger the lights as a cyclist. Yeah. And this
you
is
have
broken.
To be precisely on them. It's so annoying. Like, one time I've just been, like, waiting through a cycle. I'm like, oh, get off the bike, pick it up, like, put it there, get back on
arrange
it.
Arrange it properly. Yeah.
Like, oh.
Well, think of it as, you know, getting buff, all that stuff. Yeah, so it kind of looks like there's like a car being waiting at the lights for ages, but that's just parked in the little loading
zone. Yeah, so that is a loading zone. If it's there for more than 10 minutes, so it's 5:24.
Oh, there, the cyclist just used the ABS.
Yeah, and we mentioned at the start, but we'll mention again, there's two cameras. The one on the right
is facing one way, and the way on the left is facing the other.
But we can see two separate lights.
Yeah. It's not
we're
quality,
yet to see a
can.
Red light runner.
Yeah, there's I didn't think there was gonna be any red light runners because like there's no real incentive to here. Like it's also very quick cycles where there's just
we saw some before. Oh, look at the ABS violation.
ABS violation.
That is 55.
I can't believe you let me get the acronym wrong and didn't correct me.
Is it 55 or 58?
What, the time or no? I can't.
Route number. It. Oh, this will have a number on it. Nah.
7. I lied. I don't actually know what the number was. Yeah, since we're at a new location, we need a new thing to. Because I don't think there's going to be red light runners. I guess 2. What did you guess? You didn't even guess.
I didn't actually guess.
Come on.
I reckon 4.
Ah, 4. Okay. Double. Hey, double.
And we haven't even had. 1.
Yeah, if we extrapolate from this, it's going to be 0 for the rest of our lives, right? Like, if we just keep extrapolating.
You see it happen on the other side because it gets so busy. Because you can see the yellow lines, the yellow box dotted lines. It goes all the way back to there.
Yeah,
the bus stop goes to there.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of buses. Was that a red light violation?
There was a minor bus as well.
People, like, I just saw you see, like, oh, yes. Yeah, definitely was. That was easy red light. We just checked the replay.
Mana bust fan.
Yeah. That's our first red light runner. There was actually pedestrians running across the road before it violated as well. So
5:26.
It's 5:27.
That is bus count.
Yeah, I haven't seen those mana ones before.
They must be new with the thing.
Yeah.
That guy.
So it's actually those minivans are technically buses. So they're like a coach service thing. So minibuses are different. That's a bus. It's like a short bus.
Yeah.
Which seems like short bus is like an insult in America.
Really?
So the reason is supposedly like there's the normal school bus and there's the school bus for kids with like behavioral issues and other issues.
Oh, so they'll have a smaller
bus. And so like, oh, I bet you ride the short bus or something like that. It's like an insult. And let me tell you, as someone from New Zealand where it doesn't work like that, I'm like, what's a short bus?
We don't have that much of a school bus culture here. Like there's school buses, but
often they're just city buses as well.
Yeah. A lot of the time kids just ride the city bus. There are school buses, but
Yeah.
It's not like a big yellow bus comes picks you up.
Well, it kind of was for a long time in Wellington, right?
Yeah, but they were all yellow.
Yeah, but big yellow bus would come pick you up. Hey, do you want to... Should we get some news done, shall we?
Yeah, do you want to kick us off with... You knew about this one.
Yeah, I know about that one.
Do you want to kick us off there?
So, the most popular news website on the planet... The front page of the internet is the official thing. Reddit they had a security compromise. And it wasn't, I don't know. I don't think it's particularly bad, but it's kind of interesting to see a big company like this, especially one like Reddit that's kind of not, I tend not to think of it as corporate. They came out and just basically made a post explaining what happened. And it looks like they had SMS two-factor turned on for some services. Someone just did a SMS port on one of their admins and bypassed the two-factor. They didn't specify how they got the first password, but they got access to backups primarily. So that was a database backup, including passwords, that kind of thing. So, I mean, it's bad. It's bad. And I would be happy to get a copy of that database backup because a lot of people have Reddit accounts. Be handy on tests and stuff. I don't know. Not a particularly interesting breach. It has re-sparked the SMS debate again, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, I see a lot of places... Oh, sorry, I'm back. I see a lot of places... I'm on, right?
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah. I see a lot of places have come back to the SMS issue because...
Yeah.
Some people tweeting, like, this is how you take over someone's SMS number.
Yeah.
Walk into a store. Say, this is your number.
Done.
Convince him.
Yeah.
Third step, not always necessary.
I don't know. There's also kind of the debate of like, wow, it's better than nothing. And I think everyone agrees it's better than nothing. But better than nothing doesn't mean you should recommend it.
Yeah, but then...
It is better than nothing.
It's better than nothing.
But I don't think you should recommend it. I don't think... Like, it's not even worth pointing out that it's better than nothing. If someone's like, SMS two-factor...
This guy, I don't know what he's doing. This double-decker. He's just sitting over.
That's two violations.
Do we count it as double?
Yeah, that was two red lights. Look at that.
He can fit. Right, should we call it?
He can't fit. 32X. He cannot fit.
32X.
Isn't it deceptive how it looks like there's heaps of room in front of him? In real life, there is like no room between that double decker and the bus in front.
32X. Can we 32X. See a number?
Like a bus number? No, I can't. But that's three red light runners. I guess your guess of four might be not too bad.
Wait, when did one happen?
Oh, he's going... Two went through. That double decker plus the other one went through.
I didn't see the other one.
Well,
oh,
there
the
was
minibus
one going
van.
No. When you were like, hey, there's a double decker waiting there, one went through a red light at the same time.
I just didn't even notice.
Do we count this as another one because he's there for another cycle?
Maybe.
I don't think so. I think we count it as three. I guess we are going to see more red lights here, which is good. I like to see.
Yeah, because you can see one waiting. He's waiting to like come into this thing. And like all these buses are going to like pick up people.
Yeah. Alright, you got any other stories you wanna mention?
Alright, so I missed this red light. I was watching it, I just didn't see it. So you reckon we're up to three? Stories. What do we have on the list? So we talked about that. So Stephen just sculled like 2.5 liters of Coke and told me before the show he might have to leave a few times. Welcome back, Stephen.
Hello.
Do you have any news stories for us, Stephen?
So what do I have for you? Oh.
You could talk about that, Stephen.
Well, I could talk about that. So there was a bus.
Yeah.
That toppled over.
Yeah.
In the Manawatu.
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 Yeah.
How do I do this? Yeah. I can't really remember the story. Do you remember the story?
Some Maoris were coming back from Parliament.
Oh, there was
the
a whole
whānau,
lot of,
and
yeah, there was a whole lot of iwi in the van. But I vaguely remember reading that the van had been, or the bus had, sorry, the bus had been serviced recently.
Yeah, it got its COF recently. Certificate of fitness, not a warrant of fitness. That's what the heavy vehicles need.
So was and there anything had, like over a van? What does the bus
need? Commercial vehicles need them, and I think heavy like some heavy vehicles, though I think like some passenger some non-passenger vehicles, like those moving trucks you can hire, also need a COF, but I'm not too sure.
So yeah, it had some iwi, it toppled over, it was kind of bad.
Minor injuries again. Everyone was shaken up. So the driver was a professional bus driver, like had his heavy vehicle license and everything.
Oh.
I think he's back.
Ooh. Well, the other Stephen is back right now.
Oh, goodbye, Stephen. It was very nice to have you on the show, Stephen.
That's all right.
Welcome back, Stephen.
I feel violated. Knowing someone else has been holding my microphone. Okay, what's up? What news story did you pick?
She just talked about the Manawatu bus incident.
Which one was that? What one was that? What
bus, like, flipped over, like, killed, like, a million people.
Oh, hang on. There were two bus rolls recently. There was one that killed someone and one that injured the entire bus. Which one was that?
Oh, we talked about the injured one. Which one killed someone?
I don't know. Something it killed like an 11-year-old girl or something.
Oh, where was this?
I don't know. Let me just Tura. Google it.
Oh, apparent.
Yeah, I thought you said the one did.
Well, there we go. I didn't know some bus stuff.
Here we are, July the 10th.
How long is this?
July, August.
This workplaceservices.nz van has been there quite a while. I think it was 20 past when I first noticed them.
Here we are. A victim of a bus crash. It was a child. It was a death. This was on Saturday this week in a Turoa bus on fucking somewhere. Guts. Kid died. Kid fucking got wasted.
So going away from the death aspect.
Okay, there has been a lot of them dying and stuff.
I just wanted to mention, you know, the bus first pedestrian?
The one on Willow Street?
The one on Willow Street, which you could almost say is Manor Street.
Yep.
It's just increased that toll of bus first pedestrians on that Manor Street line from 17 to 18 in the last, like, four years. I think it's 18 over,
it's
like, 5 years.
To be fair, that was, like, it was just the most chill bus first pedestrian. Normally a bus first pedestrian, like, someone dies.
I think it was just, like, someone walked out, saw a bus, and just fell over, and the bus stopped and didn't actually get hit. It's kind of what I gather from it.
It's kind of what it sounds like, yeah. I mean, they did go to hospital, but it did.
Hospitals are precautionary a lot of times.
Yeah, so it was kind of funny. They're like, she had minor injuries, like a scratch to her arms. She was sent to the hospital, and a spokesperson confirmed she was in a stable condition. And it's like, yeah, I could have guessed she was in a stable condition.
I love the spokesperson. That person just must work there, being like, they're not dead. So, yeah, they're stable.
Yeah. Yeah, workplace services, more like fucking loading zone inappropriately services.
They've been there for like 15 minutes.
Should we report them to workplaceservices.nz?
They probably won't care. Although, so. I think... No, they've gone until 6, I think, before it...
Where it switches to whatever.
Yeah, it switches to... You can just do it whenever. Well, there's a truck coming. Oh. I wonder if he'll pull in. I don't know.
No, there's
can't.
No room. No room.
Yeah.
Main freight, more like learn to find a loading zone freight. Oh.
So anyway...
Oh, yeah, I did want to mention... This is okay. There's been a lot of bus death, not just in Wellington. Just 2 buses rolling over, bus running out of running out of thing. Oh, yeah, other bus news. We'll get into that. Just on the crashes and stuff.
Yeah.
Why now? Is there a reason? Like winter could be weather related.
Yep.
Changes in Wellington kind of explains some of them here. I don't think it explains like person getting hurt. Just coincidence?
I reckon coincidence, because so the bus is going up random ways or running out of petrol. That's probably just new bus routes.
Poor management,
and
yeah.
And just new management, and like they just don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Person getting hit on the Golden Mile, because this is still the Golden Mile.
Yeah.
I think that's still just someone's
and
being
the sued. Fact that 2 other buses rolled recently is a bit of a just yeah, it's just but, it happens occasionally, and it's just unfortunate. Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. Do we want an InfoSec or bus?
We should probably do InfoSec because we've only got 1 bus left. And we've got...
We've actually got 2 because there's another thing.
Oh.
I'll write it up.
Oh.
But we should do an InfoSec, you're right.
All
right. What do you want to do?
Should we talk about some ransom?
Yeah, ransomware?
Ransomware.
Ransomware? Or not ransomware? Was it a ransom or ransomware?
I feel it was ransomware asking for a ransom.
Well, isn't that not ransomware then? Did a human ask for a ransom or did a computer program ask for a ransom?
Well, I don't actually know. I didn't read the article. I'm talking about that top story, right?
Yeah, gotcha.
I guess it's ransomware, but a human controlled it.
Yeah, okay. So tell us about it.
So in New Zealand, we have a rural village called... Taranaki.
Strictly speaking, it's actually a region. Taranaki is the equivalent of Waikato, which is not.
That's another region. Another village, I mean.
Well, okay. It's the equivalent of Greater Wellington.
Big. That's
Taranaki is pretty big as well, but
Waikato is like giant, isn't
There's
it?
There's also like southern Waikato, which is like separate and like King
is it really?
Country is
oh,
like
yeah,
another. King,
yeah.
But they're all, I just, Waikato, whatever.
Wellington's actually quite small compared to a lot of New Zealand.
Geographically, yeah, but population-wise.
Even population, it's quite small.
Real?
Yeah, look at Waikato.
I don't know what the population is there.
Look at Hamilton compared to Wellington.
Hamilton's smaller, right? By a decent amount.
And how much more in Waikato is there?
Probably a bit. I don't know. I've never looked into it. Nonetheless.
I could be talking out my ass.
Taranaki is like, yeah, I guess generally...
It's actually quite a large region.
It's a large region, but very rural.
And it's got a mountain.
Got a mountain, Mount Egmont.
Also Mount Taranaki.
Do you mean also called Mount Taranaki, or do you mean there's 2 mountains?
I've heard it both ways.
Yeah.
It's the same mountain.
It's the same mountain.
Might have 2 different peaks. I don't know. Nah, I think when you see it, it's like a pyramid almost. It's
the only thing that's raised for miles.
Yeah.
It's not like an...
Was that one?
Well, let's have a look on the instant replay.
Orange.
I think it, yeah.
Red.
Yeah,
and we can see it now.
What is it? Go Media.
It just says Go Media. We can't actually see.
Well, put them down as a violation.
There's just no numbers on there that we can see.
Yeah, thank you, Scoop. Scoop points out, yes, it was. It's let's just increase the number then. We can't really do much else about it. 4, you're winning. You've won. It's impossible for me to win now. Unless negative buses go through, which I don't think we have a way of dealing with that. You've won.
I just want to know what this number is. It's
you might
like
be able
right
to see
there.
It.
We'll see it once it goes through.
I thought the numbers would be on both sides, but it looks like they're not.
No, I've noticed some of them don't have it. Like
no numbers or none. Also, isn't there normally like a cover on the fuel cap? Yeah.
It doesn't have to be. Yeah.
It's like fuel cap is exposed.
Oh no, I think that's the blue light cap. I've seen that.
A blue light cap.
Yeah.
What's a blue light cap?
So it had something really weird written next to it. I was driving next to a bus.
Yeah. 6. It ends in a 6. Are they painted over the number?
Wait, where are you seeing the six?
Six in the very corner. Like this, the corner. Like the corner of the bus.
Oh, yeah. They might have. There might have been an old bus.
Oh, I think we got another red light, boys. Oh, okay. That's an ABS violation going the other way, right?
No, there's no ABS on the other side. It's a bike, bus only.
Ah, oh, fair enough. Still, he's...
Yeah, it's a tricky
thing. It is past the first line. It is, like, not allowed. You're not allowed to do that, but I don't know what it counts as.
38, we'll call it.
Oh, let's see if we can get through anyway.
Where is he? I still can't see a bus number.
Just ignore the number, mate. Oh, there's no number there. I reckon we got another red light runner. Yeah, no, he's stopping. He's over the line, but he's not, like, blocking pedestrians, so I feel like... But like, we'll let him.
He might go.
He wouldn't go. That'd be ridiculous. Remember that time the bus just accelerated?
I do remember. It was just like...
Pedestrians all turn green, so he slams on the accelerator.
Oh, it's green. He's still not going.
Well, the pedestrians in the way.
Does that ever stop us?
You don't have a legal right to run over pedestrians just because they're in the wrong, which is unfortunate, but it's the way it is. Anyway, school in the Naki.
Yeah, school in the Naki.
Which I presume it wasn't in New Plymouth. It was like, New Plymouth is the city in Taranaki. And
New Plymouth is quite big. It sounded pretty rural here.
Yeah, so the Naki, old school. It's got a little school
got
there.
Got some Bitcoin ransomware.
Was it Bitcoin?
I think it was Bitcoin.
Someone hacked him.
Old school.
Yeah, I know, right? It's fucking more than 5K in fees. They were asking for 5K to release all the student files.
Yeah.
Which, like...
Yeah, so they locked up everything.
Yeah.
And then they asked for 5K.
Yeah, which is, like,
weird. It makes me think it was a student.
I don't think it was a student.
I reckon this 31X.
I know you're from Plymouth. It's very rural there.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we have people who care about information security in Plymouth. You do say from, not in, which is...
actually, you were saying before
that
no one in New Plymouth was good then. You actually said no one in New Plymouth was good. Then you worked out that someone in the office was from New Plymouth.
I worked it out.
You changed it out.
They're from New Plymouth. Yeah. I'd be surprised if it was a student because, first of all, students are normally not smart.
Oh, ABS violation. I think it was, but like, fuck it.
It would have been if it had been like another second. No, okay. So I don't think it's a student.
He didn't stop over it.
Yeah. Well, that's a conspiracy theory. You have no evidence for it. It's a conspiracy theory.
All right, fine. It could have been anything. You can't say it was what you think it was.
I can say what I think it was.
That's a conspiracy theory.
I think probably it was someone who just found an unsecured, unpatched box and popped it. And then was
I
just like, 5K,
probably
please.
It was a student that found an unpatched box on their school network.
Dude, think about it. It's a student in Taranaki. Like, and students don't do that. They just don't.
Oh, an ABS violation.
You'd have to be a weird combination of stupid and incompetent to do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough.
Plus, 5K is so little money.
Exactly why I think it's a student.
No, but it's more than a student would ask for, right? Have you been to the Taranaki? They don't have 5K to spare. A student would be like 1K maybe. And to be honest, a US hacker should probably ask for more. I don't know. Conspiracy theories, blah, blah, blah. Conspiracy theories up the wazoo here. Also, workplace services, more like loading zone inappropriately.
Oh, yeah, that guy's still there.
Yeah, he's been there for a while. Anyway, that's interesting. Okay, did they say whether they were going to pay?
Don't believe so. 5K is a lot of money for a rural school.
Oh, get the government to pay. But 5K's, oh, yes, there was a red light.
Red light? Which one?
Wait, what do you mean, which one?
That blue one.
Watch. There we are. Look at him. He went, it turned red, and then he
29E.
Went. It turned red.
29E, south, red at 5:45. Yep. This was a good intersection.
Have you been increasing it, the count?
Yeah, I believe
five.
So.
Yep. I don't know. I guess ransomware is not interesting. It's just funny that a school here locally got hurt.
Yeah, like a rural school.
Like, yeah, poor dudes. What's next? WikiLeaks. What's up with WikiLeaks? 15
minutes. WikiLeaks. Okay, so this is almost political. So, like, we might not want to.
We can delve into the technical. How did WikiLeaks get hacked?
We don't know. Someone just. I think it was just. So, it was a direct message group with, like, WikiLeaks plus 10 people.
Yeah, we've seen this happen before. People have leaked messages from the... It seems like the WikiLeaks Twitter owner, who... Julian Assange. Julian Assange. Talks shit constantly in Twitter DMs with, like, just random people. Constantly.
Yeah.
And then those people are like, you're kind of a douche. I'm going to leak these messages. So I don't think it was any no hacking involved.
No, it doesn't sound like any hacking. It was just, like, many thousands of messages.
Yeah.
Which... made it look really bad.
Yeah, I mean, fucking WikiLeaks is a trash fire. I don't know. I presume none of our listeners like WikiLeaks. I like some of the stuff they've leaked, but, you know, like, if you're going to leak stuff, you have a responsibility to leak stuff either, like, leak everything, or, like, not become a tool of the Russian government, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you have some ethical responsibility.
To start. Because yeah. I was like, this is good. Like, we get stuff out. And then it was just suddenly very, like, single-sided. And I'm like,
also, like,
I don't like this anymore.
Julian Assange is a piece of shit, right?
Oh, my God. He was a piece of shit from before.
It's like you've heard the stories from the Australians about him at uni doing just, like, shitty, shitty things. Piece of shit, man.
I like the idea, how it was implemented. Started off good.
Yeah. If you got anything you want to leak, like if you aren't the Russian government and you got stuff you want
to
leak, I'll gladly host it on. Send it to me personally. I don't think the Bus Factor wants to get involved in this. Look how blue that is. It's so blue. Look how blue.
Oh my God, so blue.
I'll leak it for you. I'll host it on the dark web. And I'll leak it for you. Without being a Russian influence op. Okay, what's next? Let's go through these.
Yeah.
Bank password.
Bank password.
So, know more about this one.
New Zealand banks have, I think it's all of them, but I'm not sure. Otherwise, it's BNZ.
You know about this story. I think some banks, maybe all of them. No, maybe not. Who knows?
So they've I think it must be all of them because it's to do with like insurance over fraudulent transactions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you have your banking password written down anywhere and you have a fraudulent transaction, you have no insurance over that. Like they
can deny the insurance claim.
Yeah, they can deny it. They don't have to reverse it. Whole bunch of stuff like that.
Yeah. Now, my question is, was this not always the case?
It was always the case, but they've changed the fine print a bit.
Okay. Then what's the change?
So... a bunch of stuff changed, but mm-hmm. part of one of the changes is if you write it down or store it digitally.
Okay, so there was kind of like a wording change to clarify. Yeah, I mean...
And it kind of includes if you store it in a password safe.
Yeah, because that's a digital storing of the password, right? Someone can hack you and get it out. I understand why they would do that, right?
My bank password's stored in the password safe.
Mine's not. I just type it by hand. It's also the weakest password I have because I have to remember it so I can't randomly generate it. I'm never fucking changing it because, like, what? I'm not going to fucking remember your password. Also, 8 characters. It had to be exactly 8 characters when I made it. Exactly. No more, no less. Case insensitive.
Are you BNZ still?
ANZ. Sorry, ASB.
ASB. Yeah.
And no, they've updated it all now. I'm with... ASB.
Because I used to be with BNZ. I moved from BNZ because they clearly had an 8 character limit and they wouldn't let me have a password with a single quote character in it. And I'm
you
like.
You moved for that?
I was planning on moving anyway.
Yeah, I was going
to say. Okay. I sent them a little message being like, sent them the XKC thing about the single quote.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there was going to be an ABS violation.
Alas, it was not an ABS violation. He just whacked the microphone into his face. You peaked. You actually blew out the limiter then. So.
Oh, I can do that just by laughing.
Yeah, you laugh kind of loud. We've got limiters on it. Don't worry about it.
Anyway, yeah. So now people with bank passwords in their password saves.
They might not get insurance. Though banks tend to be kind of nice about it. Like, even if you fuck up, they're like, whatever, cover it. They factor fraud into their business costs. Account fees cover fraud. They just, anything, whatever, they cover it.
Yeah.
I've never had them deny a claim.
So, part of things I do for like my OPSEC is my secret questions. You know, secret questions.
Yeah. More like dumb questions.
Pretty much.
Car went through a red light.
I had share training through my bank.
Yep.
And so it's kind of separate from the bank. But yeah, I had a secret question and they were like, what's your favorite soft toy or something like that?
Yeah, because you had to pick from a list of fucking pre-generated
and
ones.
I'm like, generate random password. Here's what my favorite soft toy is.
Yeah.
And then
you
like,
do it over the phone.
A while later, they sent me an email being like, we think there's something wrong with your account. Your secret question has, it doesn't look right. And I'm like, it's right. Like, I can't remember what I said, but yeah. I was like, you're clearly not using that for good security. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, wow. They cover it. I don't mind how passwords store their, banks store their passwords. I honestly don't give a shit. If you're going to cover me for you guys having issues, then whatever, do what you want. I don't care.
To be honest, if the banks go down, we're all fucked anyway.
Not me. I'm storing mine in cold hard cash.
Are you actually?
No, I'm not. And even if I was, the collapse of the banking system would make cash useless anyway. So, yeah, I don't know.
Inflation would just be like, boom.
Yeah. I'd sell my goldfish. He'd give me money. Okay, we got two kind of related news stories here.
Oh, yeah, you had these two stories.
Do you want to? That's that. One story.
Oh, is that one?
Oh, we've got that as well. We've got two. We'll finish the old InfoSec ones because they're the ones that are actually important.
Yeah. They're kind of related as well.
They are kind of related. So, old Microtech, you know how they've had fucking issues for the last 6 months, maybe a year? So, an APT crew hit them. They were exploiting a bunch of things.
They've had a lot of shit, yeah.
Now, I think this is the same set of vulnerabilities.
Yep.
No reporting I've seen actually talks about what the vulnerabilities are, which fucking, you guys need to sort your shit out. If you're reporting a story about InfoSec and you won't even say, like, what the vulnerability is, like, fuck you, man. Sorry, that's kind of harsh. still, it's annoying. Someone's gone through and exploited a bunch of Microtechs and just put cryptocurrency miners on them. Which, let me tell you, if you have an 800 megahertz ARM CPU, you're not going to get much cryptocurrency out of it.
ABS violation.
Oh, that is an ABS violation.
It's not in service.
Even worse. Bump it up.
553.
Bump it up. What was I saying? Well, yeah, Microtech cryptocurrencies. How much cryptocurrency would you get? You haven't mined Bitcoin. How much would you get of an 800 megahertz ARM CPU?
Like shit all.
A lot of the Microtechs are ARM. They do have some MIPS. The like cheaper router boards are MIPS, I think. The more expensive ones, the CRS series, is ARM-based. They do have like up to 1.6 gigahertz cores or something. How much would you get for 1.6 gigahertz core? Processor. Not much.
Nothing.
Yeah, so people have done it. It's a poor use. If I was in charge of that many Microtechs, I would definitely do something more nefarious than that. Like, you know, like the proxies which replace any Bitcoin address with another address? I'll do that one, right? That's a good one.
Yeah.
You all right there?
Just organizing my life.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. But there's a related story to this. For those of you who are in Wellington, you may have heard of the ISP CityLink.
Are we talking about that now?
Yeah, same story.
Old Rogie Boy.
Old Rogie Boy.
So we moved offices.
We moved offices. New connection with CityLink.
And we plugged in
our gear.
Our gear.
Yeah.
One port going to the uplink.
Yeah, one the rest to all our stuff. We set up Capsman, which is the... You've used Ubiquiti, and they have like a kind of... You set up your controller, and all your access points connect to it, and they're like, oh, this is my details. I'll use these details. Same thing for Microtech. Capsman. Yeah. We set them up. We plugged in our little Wi-Fi, our Wi-Fi boy.
It wasn't quick to set up.
After
we set it up, it's super quick to do for the two devices we have.
Yeah, so we plug them in, and we click. We're like, hey, go to this IP address for your config. And then we looked back on the Capsman controller.
We can
see
it.
And it was like, you can see it. We also see...
Test.
Running
what's this guy?
Kind of old version of firmware. I'm like, huh.
So Stephen here was like, it must be the same thing. It must be caged or something.
Yeah, it must be a cage.
You should unplug it.
Because what happened was we had the old firmware installed on the device. We set up Capsman, and then we're like, oh, we can't really get it working properly. We'll update the firmware. And we updated the firmware, and I was like, oh, so this must be like cache from the old firmware.
Yeah, yeah. And it's sounded plausible, but I was like, you should unplug it.
And I was too lazy for that.
Yeah, you were too lazy.
So, yeah, anyway, eventually we did unplug it. Unplugged every Wi-Fi device we have.
It's still there.
Rogi Boy comes back.
So we do a scan, because you can do... So at this point, we've got like just this device connecting to us, and we're like configuring it.
We can configure the device, yeah.
And we like set an SSID, gave it a password.
We can't see the SSID anywhere. We're like, where the fuck is this device? Wait, is there something?
We can also, from our kit, scan Wi-Fi from their kit.
Yeah, so we can like be like, what?
Wi-Fi? So we scanned it. Nothing around us. We're there was just nothing.
What the fuck is this device? Like, is this shit in Auckland? Where is this? We look up some company names and we're like, these aren't around us. Where the hell are these? So we accidentally popped some poor person's fucking little router. Accidentally. Look, it turns out CityLink has like a layer 2. They have no layer 2 filtering. So when you plug into CityLink, you know, you connect to their PPUE server. But everyone trying to connect to the PPUE server is on the same layer 2 network. And Capsman has a feature where it can just be like layer 2 broadcast. Hey, is anyone Capsmanning around here? Yeah. Oh, you are? Yeah, come, we'll set up. So, does that. So, we reconfigured our Capsman to be like, please don't broadcast yourself out to the internet.
It wasn't that intuitive to find that option as well.
It wasn't. It was horrible. So, I was like, more people had
I want
to
firewall this, but layer 2 microticks don't do layer 2 firewalling.
Well, I mean, nothing does, right? Because it's a switch chip, so yeah. You can't.
And I was kind of like, oh, yeah. But then we found an option, and old Rogi Boy hasn't shown up.
Yeah, you know what I reckon? I reckon there's more than one Capsman on CityLink. Surely. And then
that
so
could be the reason.
We can just go through and steal people's. We could just fuck shit up. The same layer 2 connection. You know what you can do on a layer 2 network? You can up spoof and hijack everyone's PPUE connection back to us.
Yeah.
Right? We can just destroy this little network.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
I'm amazed. It's. Like,
it's very old school. But I think it'd be interesting to do a little bit of research into what's on the CityLink connection. Like, who has misconfigured their stuff? I don't know. Like, consumer ISPs don't have this issue. I think
that's
a lot of
right.
Business
you
ones
need to
do.
Stop. Yeah. Sorry, I just saw a bus.
Okay.
I was telling
you.
You're
excited about, yeah, fucking stop. You better stop, you fucking bus. Yeah. anyway, this is the rest of our... That's all our Infosec news. There wasn't too much this week. It's all kind of like bitsy bits. There's nothing
not
cool.
Much.
Oh, there was another story. Did you see someone posted this sweet article on how to get free bus credit on the bus system in Hamilton?
Was it you?
It was me. Yeah, it was me. It was me. I posted it. The front page of r/New Zealand.
Has she seen that?
I guess so, if she's like... Mm. I actually got messages from people who were like, oh, someone just sent me this article.
How to do it illegally.
No, I put a little note at the end of the article saying, even though you can clearly see how to update your balance, you shouldn't do it. Someone actually messaged me on Reddit and was like, hey, just FYI, your Medium article looks like it's encouraging people to commit fraud. And I was like, what? No, I tell them not to commit fraud. It says right there, don't commit fraud.
Man, you give me so much shit about all the fraud. I'm air quoting
okay,
at the moment.
Here's the difference. I... Talk about how you
Let's
commit fraud.
Let's not talk about all
you
the fraud
You commit
I do.
Fraud.
Let's
There's
not talk about all the fraud I do. I'm just saying, you give me shit all the time.
There's just a difference between, like, here's how you could commit fraud.
Yeah, unethical life
committing
hacks.
Fraud.
We want to talk about these two bus stories?
I
want to
talk about one of them very briefly. Did you see that Transurban, the new bus company?
Yep.
They refused to hire anyone until like the day of the new bus services. So they were like, yeah, you work for us. We're not going to sign the contract yet. So that the union couldn't negotiate better wages. Because a union can only negotiate with an employer once like they employ
people. Yeah.
They refused to employ any bus drivers until like the day before the new route started. So
man, I was reading something on Reddit the other day about unions and like companies are just shit to unions. They like try and...
Yeah, companies are shitty.
They just try and make unions not possible.
When I worked for a retail company... what would happen?
Were you in the union?
I wasn't in the union, but here's what happened. If you weren't in the union, you got paid more than the union members. But the only way a pay rise happened was when the union got together and were like, we need to increase the minimum wage. Every union member would bargain, they'd bargain. Eventually, they'd be like, right, we've got the new wage, $10 an hour, whatever. And the retail company would be like, okay, we're going to grant you that. And then gave everyone who wasn't in the union $10.50 an hour. So it's like this fucked up perverse thing where it's like, as an individual, you're better to not be in the union, but without the union,
I think it
you'd
was the
worse.
Same when I was at uni tutoring. Like, yeah. I got the option to be in the union, and I was like,
less pay.
I don't want to be in like this weird union that I've never met anyone from the union.
Yeah, there are some places where it's like this. I don't even know what this union does. Like the McDonald's union is just supposedly absolutely shit. Yeah, I don't know. There's one other story here. You tell this one.
Yeah, so I've talked before about like this bike bus workshop that apparently gets run in Wellington 4 times a year.
Yeah, they do that 4 times a year. And
last time was 4 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago, December.
Yeah, but they do it 4 times a year.
So they're running one in Auckland, and Auckland's had a lot of fucking bad bike versus bus incidents recently.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of dash cams.
Yep.
There's basically crazy people like me. Like, you know, you remember how I was before the bus factor?
You're just constantly filming everything everywhere. You got good footage, but yeah.
I got good footage, and I think I met with like some big people in NZTA who just wanted to work out if I was crazy or not.
And yes, you are. Yep.
They didn't think I was. They were like,
I've heard some people think you're crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some crazy people think I'm crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, anyway, they're doing it in Auckland. They're doing the little cycle workshop thing with the bus drivers.
Yep.
Yeah, completely optional though. And I'm guessing the only bus drivers who attend, the people who already don't hit cyclists.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah.
Pretty much.
Anyway, I think that's about it for today.
All right, shall we
reel in the cameras?
Turn on the ambient noise.
Tell us how you feel about the new stuff. It's kind of hard to see that there's two cameras now. It kind of just looks like a weird bar or something. Are you trying to get ambient noise?
Can you hear any ambient noise?
No, so the problem is these microphones are dynamic, which means they don't pick up ambient noise. we're gonna get a condenser mic that we're gonna hang out the window and just like pick up stuff after we get the cameras sorted out, because clearly that's be careful. Yeah. Okay. Let us know how you like the new location, the new camera setup, the new everything. We got Pure Rear Light Runners. You won today. It's maybe violations. And I think we will see you next week.
Yeah. See ya.
Stay bussy.